From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The state of California issued an advisory Tuesday to help employers understand a new law aimed at protecting immigrant workers. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
It's called the Immigration Worker Protection Act, and it went into effect back on January 1st. It was designed to help employers deal with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents. However, there has been confusion on the part of employers about whether the act forces them to break federal law. John Kabatek with the National Federation of Independent Businesses California says this is a problem.
I think it actually does put small business owners in a bit of a quandary here. You know, comply with the federal government voluntarily to provide information and be held accountable at the state level, or don't do so and suddenly be caught in a pickle with the feds.
Under the law, employers cannot voluntarily grant agents physical access to non-public work sites or to private employee records. But California Attorney General Javier Becerra says the new state requirements pose no legal conflicts. San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu authored the bill. He says the U.S. Constitution protects against unreasonable searches and seizures, so warrants and subpoenas are required for these types of ICE raids and audit investigations.
The reason we felt the need to legislate in this area was because President Trump has issued unconstitutional executive orders. We have anticipated that his ICE agents will also be engaged in activities that do not respect the boundaries of the Constitution.
Last month, Becerra said employers could be fined $10,000 if they didn't comply with the new state law. The Department of Justice will now work with employers to clarify any confusion. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
You can find this story and others, hear your favorite stories on demand, or even stream us live with our mobile app. Download that for free at krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.